Estelle, we about to get down. Who the hottest in the world right now? Just touched down in London town. Bet they give me a pound. Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Set up a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see LA.
My name is Alice Wu, and here are some of the recent headlines. On Sunday afternoon, hundreds of people met at Place Émile de Gamelin in Ville-Marie for the March for Status for All. This event was organized by the community group Solidarity Across Borders. They want the federal government to grant permanent residency status to all people living on Canadian soil, so these people can access health care and other social services. And Grenadian Montrealers are demanding the city for answers after a suspected case of racial profiling. Last month, 15 police officers appeared at a barbecue outside Green's restaurant in Lachine. The officers included members of the Eclipse Squad, who specialize in organized crime. This was in response to a noise complaint at 8:30 p.m. on Jean-Baptiste Day, Quebec's national holiday. And last week, the Quebec government agreed to give the Long Point First Nation in Winneway its own regional police force. The new unit will be made of Indigenous patrol officers and replace the provincial force. This comes after more than 15 years of negotiations and concerns about slow response times from provincial officers. And as of Thursday, doctors in Quebec can prescribe the abortion pill as long as they feel qualified to do so. In the past, doctors were required to complete an in-person training program to perform medical and surgical abortions. This policy change comes after at least 300 Quebec doctors signed an open letter demanding the removal of restrictions surrounding abortion pill access. And the Montreal Children's Hospital's emergency room is overwhelmed. On Sunday, the hospital sent a news release asking parents of children seeking non-urgent care to avoid going to the ER.
Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week, we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across all of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
This is Uzma Radio, and I'm Caterina Benincasa, co-curator of Resonances 4, speaking from the JSC European Commission in Ispra, Italy. I'm happy to introduce a new sound arts project, A Natural Contract, by the Crown Quartet, created for the festival Resonances 4 Naturarchy, Towards a Natural Contract. Four artists are about to perform live, and together from four different countries, from Croatia, Zaramani, double bass, Baton electric guitars, field recordings, live electronics. From Italy, Roberto Pacidello, clarinet, bass clarinet, voice, live electronics. From Hungary, Tibor Senso, voice, bass flute, flute. From Austria, Mia Zabelka, electric violin, vocals, live electronics. This concert is broadcasted and streamed live on Uzma Radio, together with a radio network across Europe. Radio Rahim in Milan, Orange 94 Vienna, Noi Radio Bologna, Fango Radio Florence, Canal 103 Skopje. Station manager and sound engineer is Alessandro Renzi, technical direction at JSC, Dennis Novello and Andreas Ashberger. To know the world is to breathe. To breathe is to savour the world, an interspecies dialogue where you find yourself human, vegetable, animal, and mineral in the name of fusion. A world composed not of objects, but of streams that penetrate us and that we penetrate. Of waves of varying intensity and in perpetual movement. We can no longer perceive the world as a simple collection of objects or as a universal space containing all things, but as the site of a veritable metaphysical mixture, as Donna Haraway says, towards a multi-species storytelling. A natural contract has been especially conceived for Resonances 4, and it crosses borders through the simultaneity of music and language in a musical exchange between four different European countries. In the last 2 years, the four countries in the Alps Adriatic region have been barely accessible due to the corona pandemic. The idea of this live sound art concert at a distance is to invoke notions of memory, a discourse, a call to the most basic elements of humanity and society. In addition to the rich instrumentation of the quartet, a natural contract has a textual layer embedded in the compositional structure, which leaves room for spontaneous, improvised exchange. As with field recordings in music, the linguistic elements are subjected to selection, processing, reproduction, and abstraction of text fragments that acquire new significances in connection with the sounds and the music. The multilingualism of the text fragments reflects the diversity of the musical languages and approaches of the four musicians: Hungarian, Italian, various German accents, English, and Croatian meet the abstract vocal sound art of Zabelka and Senzo. Thus, vocal modes of expression are explored and contrasted in their diversity. All four ensembles members have been working in the field of radio art for many years and have participated in diverse live stream project formats. So far, due to the technical challenges and complexity, these projects have always been implemented in cooperation with public institutions. The radio is an artistic stage or platform, is a unique performance and communication space. It is always a special moment to play live on the radio and to come into intimate contact with listeners in their own four walls. In times of physical distancing, the radio in connection with the internet offers a new enhanced platform for communicative exchange. This performance is a contribution to the new European Bauhaus oral architecture, where different locations are imagined as transceiver stations, interconnected through radio and internet, in order to receive and send out signals. A natural contract is about overcoming borders through music and language. In 2020, Uzma Radio created the series Crown, Fighting the Lockdown Through Radio, an international tea time live concerts radio series, 33 daily collaborative telematic performances with the remote participation of artists from all over the world. Later on, this experience contributed to the creation of the Crown Quartet project. And now, Crown Quartet.
Thank you. Thank you. kosovarban ez azt kezdődött.
You've heard Crown Quartet, Zara Mani, Roberto Pacidalò, Tibor Tzmenzo, Mia Tabelka, performing An Actual Contract, a telematic concert live from Austria, Hungary, Italy and Croatia, here in Ispra at JRC Italy, before the public participating at Resonances for Natrarchy Towards a Natural Contract. This was produced by Resonances 4 in collaboration with Uzma Radio, Giardini Pensili, Radio Raim, Milan, Noi Radio, Bologna, Orange 90.4, Vienna, Fango Radio, Florence, Canal 103, Scopi. Have a good evening.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.
Salut, ici Matt Track, vous écoutez CKUT 90.3 FM.
Hello, this is a show from Radio. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners.
Delta to Yankee, Juliet Romeo.
Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond. Are you up for it?
Who is she? Who is she?
Jovem de 24 anos contou nas redes sociais que foi estuprada pelo segurança de uma festa de Réveillon em Brasília. No relato publicado no Facebook e compartilhado por várias pessoas, a mulher conta que estava dançando próximo da entrada da festa quando um homem se aproximou e a coagiu a deixar o local. Ela diz que estava alcoolizada e que não entendeu a abordagem. O segurança então a levou até o estacionamento, um lugar escuro, e ali a violentou. A vítima disse que não reagiu porque ficou com medo. Após o estupro, o homem pediu que ela não se mexesse, chamou um colega e o incentivou a fazer o mesmo. A mulher diz que o segundo segurança desistiu quando ela perguntou por que ele faria aquilo com ela. A jovem relata que voltou para a festa, mas não teve coragem de contar aos amigos o que havia acontecido. Já em casa, depois de pedir ajuda a um grupo de mulheres vítimas de violência sexual, decidiu contar para os pais, que a levaram até a delegacia. Natasha Orestes, idealizadora do grupo Sobreviventes por Justiça, foi quem ouviu o pedido de ajuda da vítima. Ela destaca a importância do registro do boletim de ocorrência.
My name is Natasha Orestes, a.k.a. Projeto Histeria. I graduated in languages in 2009, but I have been working as a copywriter since 2006. Writing is my best skill. That's why I decided to focus my energy in having an upgrading mindset about this creative workforce of mine. My grandmother used it to write songs and sing them for me. My mother used it to sing for me too. After 29 years, I became a DJ. But I had a different vision and focus it in my DJ development to overcome some traumas. As Mary Angelou said, when a woman defends herself, she defends all women. I am a writer defending my own ideas, looking for ways to get female people connected worldwide in the name of surviving. I am the writer who is asking Brazilian government to revoke a law based on pedophile theories and to turn marriage age from 16 to 18. A female Latin woman, a lesbian woman who is not hiding at all.
I didn't know what was happening. I knew that she was saying it hurt and she was crying out. And she looked at me and he saw her look at me, and so he yelled at me to leave the room and not to tell. And he threatened me and cursed at me. And so I ran back down to my room and hid under the blankets.
How often did this happen?
It seemed like all the time. I must have been about 12 when he started the fondling that I remember. He would make me perform oral sex. So that was about 12, 13.
12-year-old?
Right. Right. And I think I was spared actual intercourse because I think my sister kept intervening. Yeah. She knew. She always knew.
You were telling your mother when your father did something to you?
Right. I would ask her not to leave me home with him because I knew he was planning on doing something. And she would always leave me alone with him. Even when I would beg her, I would clutch at her clothes and at her body and say, "Don't leave me." She would. I told him no, and he was just pulling me by my arm, and I was pretty young. You know, I didn't weigh much. He would just pull me around like a rag doll. And he threw me down on their bed. Or it might have been the floor in the living room. I can't remember now. And he proceeded to just rape me. I didn't know then, when you're a virgin, that you bleed the first time. I was unaware of that. And I was bleeding, and there had been spots of blood and stuff on the sheets that we had used. And when Darlene came home, she saw that. And she acted like nothing happened.
What'd she say?
She asked me if he pulled out. I didn't know what she meant. Right.
I want to raise my boy in a nation that does not teach him to mistreat, explore women. I want my boy to be raised in a nation that protects girls from domestic violence, rape, and child marriage. It means that I want us female people to have total control of our bodies. Screaming at global media, "We are not properties. We are fighting child marriage till we win. Losing is not my game." I aim women's liberation, and I am a go-getter pussy who gripes back. Why don't them let Cyntoia Brown go? She killed her rapist in her own defense. I want us to be free from punishment after self-defense. I want you to focus with me. I want to sing female people as much as possible to keep playing my game and resisting rapists through art and technologies.
What? No, water. Water. me, I don't hopeless now. So I grab now, I say, we're going to have a drink.
Then cut.
I want to drink water. I feel when the... I want to drink water.
What did she do?
Being a poet is awesome. At some point, I saw myself aiming to write poetries with actions, designing the world I wanted to live in. White pages were not enough to fulfill these visions. I had to decide that I would not betray myself, that I would spread my magic words, my own perspective about being a woman, that I would break the silent cycles, the violent cycles, that this was the value behind of every word that would come out from my written thoughts and more from my mouth. I told everyone I am a child rape survivor, and I keep telling my people to resist pedophiles. I show myself as a DJ who fights for female legacy, not only in music, but in all arenas, mixing narratives to fight rape culture. I sign Projeto Histeria because, as a copywriter, I am a strategist. My strategy is working. All these contents are creating an impact, a wave, that now is getting inside brains and touching hearts. I know that female people, child, adult, old female, people all over the world, needs an example of our greater female power, the language being used to tell the truth and to protect girls from pedophiles. I do believe that telling my story can help a woman to tell their too. This is the best art my body can make. The art of breaking silence everywhere I go. The art of feeling I have the right to be heard as a woman being, as a human being. This is why I created Projeto Histeria, a platform to speak my mind, to mix male music, organizing her story in a way that sounds fair to me, and to analyze how people react to such a focused sexual violence survivor. And of course, the persecution came. My enemies organized rapists found my blog and started to create more content than me with Projeto Histeria hashtag on Facebook. Since then, I moved my digital workforce to Instagram and started to focus my creations to impact lawyers, demanding the parental alienation law to be revoked. Because in my researches, I found the man behind parental alienation theories and discovered that he was a pedophile who committed suicide after he started to get exposed. I was the first person in Brazil to say that the parental alienation law was created by pedophiles to benefit child rapists, especially fathers. My channel on Instagram is 100% committed to stop child rapists who want to institutionalize their power. Who they think they are to translate pedophile theories and transform them into a family court law so they can protect rapists, fathers. I am shot in the heart of patriarchy, which is the right men feel over women, over their own daughters, to treat them as sexual properties. The revolution starts from here. If we are smashing patriarchy, we should know where his heart is at. Father's power to rape their own daughters. I did create a narrative to fight pedophiles in Brazil, and I am sure that the parental alienation law based on Richard Gardner pedophile theories will be revoked, and the sexual power of fathers over their families will be exposed. Great changes are coming because I did not give up after the persecution. Gaia has given me life. I wanted to reward my mother Earth, protecting her other daughters, protecting them from male violence. I had the privilege to access education, to read and to write, and I'm really proud of making the best I can in the name of creating a new reality for girls to live in Brazil and America Latina. Besides, I created also a female artistic movement named Mulher Artista Resista. Woman Artist Resist. We hit 12,000 stories in its hashtag. The name of this artistic movement that I created is inspiring women to define themselves as artists. 6 different women from different places in Brazil has tattooed the movement's name in their bodies. It also became the name of a song, of an art expo, and of an electronic music event in Santa Catarina. And this is what this Latin lesbian mother has done.
Se prepara, Mona, que a gente tá na pista. Ah, demorou, demorou. Se prepara, Mona, que a gente tá na pista. Ah, demorou. E as novinhas estão mandando o papo. Se prepara.
I am exhausted in the need of fresh air. In fact, I am tired of writing social analysis. I want to go back to poetry, my original field, to invest in my DJ career, helping other females to do this so, and to produce my own music. I refuse to be the martyr of a nation, to keep risking my life in the name of women's liberation. After the achievement of my goals, revoking parental alienation law and increasing marriage age from 16 to 18, I am retiring, leaving the legacy for other women to rise. My job will be done. Do you remember when I told that white pages were not being enough for me? That I wanted to write poetries with my actions? Now I miss white pages. I miss the breaking structures game of creating poetry, and I want to embrace music so bad. The only thing that separates me from my DJ career and music production classes is the lack of money to afford technologies. But that's okay. I am the master of my own solutions. And I proved myself my abilities to get what I want. For the next years, I want to help girls and women to change female DJ statistics in Brazil. According to Brazil Music Conference, only 1.7% of professional DJs are female. Of course, these statistics are attached to the lack of reproductive rights. Brazilian society is still raising girls to be mothers, not to be DJs. This is why we are number 4 in the child marriage global ranking. When I get the technologies that I need as a DJ and as a music producer, I know what I'm going to do with them. I am sharing them with my female people to invest in women's liberation through art and technologies. And this will be a lesbian mother legacy that Bolsonaro and his Nazi team will not erase.
Thank you.
Now I'm leaving a message in Portuguese to my mother tongue for male friends. Mulheres que falam a minha língua. É tempo de peitar quem impôs essa língua que falamos como estratégia de extermínio. Não há tempo para ficarmos em cima do muro. A imposição da língua portuguesa sobre as línguas dos povos originários deste território deve ser relembrada como a violência que foi, como a violência que é. Língua é instrumento de poder, estruturante das interações humanas. Por isso, desejo deixar como legado de uma mulher lésbica que acessou um curso de letras, uma ferramenta de análise social focada na necessidade de defender crianças de estupradores. Busquei usar a língua como ferramenta de cura e compartilhá-la gratuitamente para que a minha existência registre possibilidades de resistência. Para acessar os conteúdos que mixo contra a cultura do estupro, procure pela hashtag Projeto Histeria no Instagram. Leia, compartilhe, divulgue essa ferramenta gratuita de análise entre outras sobreviventes. O objetivo do Projeto Histeria para 2019 é pressionar o Estado a revogar a lei da alienação parental e aumentar a idade núbil de 16 para 18 anos. Depois disso, darei por encerrado meu trabalho no perfil Brasil contra SAP e me concentrarei 100% na arte, na música e na minha vida. Meu trabalho continuará no perfil do movimento Mulher Artista Resista, do qual sou autora, @mulherartistaresista. Que a arte e a tecnologia sejam nossas armas. Vamos sobreviver.
Beleza, mano, fica com teu. Quando der a gente se tamba firmeza. Beleza, mano, fica com teu. Quando der a gente se tamba firmeza. Pena que corre é mil grau. Pena que corre é mil grau. Pena que corre é mil grau. Pena que corre é mil grau.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet. Radia.fm. Over and out.
And now for some news you can use. Jeunesse Lambda is organizing a picnic for trans and non-binary youth between the ages of 14 and 30. The event is free and takes place this Saturday, July 23rd at 1:30 p.m. in Parc La Fontaine. Food will be provided, but you can also bring your own. To learn more, visit the Jeunesse Lambda Facebook page. And last Friday marked the return of the NDG Borough's weekly Neighborhood Farmers Market. Every Friday from 1 to 6 p.m., you can buy fresh local produce at the corner of Monkland and Old Orchard, near the Monkland Tavern. And if you live in another borough, look up your local farmers market. There are at least 14 in Montreal this summer. Search for MTL Blog Farmers Markets. And the Grand Poutine Fest kicked off in Montreal last week. It's running in the Old Port from now until July 31st and features plenty of creative flavor combinations. This year, all poutines are sold in reusable dishes, and part of each sale goes to the pediatrics nonprofit Opération Enfant Soleil. For more information, search for Le Grand Poutine Fest on Facebook.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
This summer, I'm going to avoid spreading COVID-19. It's easy. I'll wear a mask in crowded places. If I have symptoms, I'll self-isolate and do a rapid test. If I test positive, I'll stay home for at least 5 days. And for the next 5 days, I won't visit anyone who's at risk. I'll avoid social events like festivals and gatherings, and I'll limit my activities to only the most essential, all while wearing a mask and staying 2 meters away from others. The virus is still out there, so we have to be careful. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Quality sounds, tune into CKUT 90.3 on the frequency modulation band radio. www.ckut.ca on the internet. Streaming audio, archive shows, and information.
CKUT.
Oh, I've been concerned.